I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is sponsored by Walgreens. Discover the world of crystal. I'm trying to make crystal sounds. What are crystals like? Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. Just like a wind chime?
Yeah, like a little crystal-y sounding. Something.
Crystals don't make sounds.
Oh, no, but you know, when you think about them, you
have a little...
Thing. Oh yeah, use
ding,
the
ding, ding.
Discover. Let's try it again. Discover the world of crystal. Cirque du Soleil explores a new frozen playground in ways that defy all expectations. Crystal. Playing March 28th through April 1st at the SAP Center. Tickets are on sale now. Crystal. Call us, and you can win. We have a pair of reserve seats for Crystal. For call number 9-800-400-3697. That was good. Let's use that for our crystal. That's
all right.
Although, like, little tinkling wind chimes, too, with that, I think would be a nice touch.
At the same damn time?
Yeah, same damn time. At the same damn time. It'd be great. In case you were all wrapped up in the, you know, incredible music, the intriguing music, call now and you can win tickets for Crystal. Be call number 9. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot and give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. So Kevin Hart, he said, you're not extorting me. I'm going to the police and I'm going to own this. I guess he got up on stage over the weekend and was like, so I got some drama. And he talked a little bit about it. They've actually got a piece of evidence that may lead to the arrest of these suspects behind the plot to extort him. So the deal is, he's a married guy. His wife is heavily pregnant. And he was with a, not a stripper, not an extortionist. I'm a recording artist and singer.
And an actress.
Actress, that's right. She's multi-talented. So he was with her. There were some pictures. There was a sex tape involved. Although the actual sex, you couldn't really make out who was doing it. But I guess then you could see him naked walking around the room. So these people somehow had this tape. This lady says she wasn't part of it, but I don't know how they got a camera into her hotel room. If they can prove the authenticity of this exchange, then it could lead them to an arrest. So I guess the police were sent a copy of an online conversation between two individuals who are persons of interest in the case. And in the copy, it appears the two are discussing how to extort Kevin.
Oh.
I guess somebody turned over this direct message chain between these two people. It got circulated around the web. So they don't know if it's real. And that's what they're trying to find out. So someone got a hold of it and posted it, and it got circulated around. And investigators have it right now. So they're going to file search warrants, blah, blah, blah. The messages start with how to get maximum value out of Kevin Hart, with one person saying, if they offer anything under six figures, I put a clip on my site, they'll pay. So he's, I guess, threatening to put a little piece of it up. Then the direct message continues, let's get paid. Let's, the S is a money sign. The emoji for money bags is also included. So that's fun. Emojis. The other person seems to make a reference to editing the tape by saying, 1D, finish chopping it up. You won't know what's what. The tape itself is highly edited and produced, according to people who've seen it, with audio of Kevin Hart's interviews dubbed over it. And investigators are trying to authenticate the messages. So they, and apparently these were people they already had on their radar who supposedly are behind these direct messages. But that's where Kevin Hart's at today. people talking about his misstep. Although he was saying something like, on stage, you know, you got to have a goddamn support team. Like, when stuff like this happens in your life, you need to have your people around you. And I guess he feels that he does have that. I don't know if he's referring to his wife. I haven't heard anything out of her. Have you heard any comments from...
No.
She's busy
being
pregnant.
The reporters hit her up on the street the other day, and she just smiled.
Oh. Well, she smiled and didn't huck stuff at him, so I guess
right. Well, but think about her situation. She's pregnant.
Right.
I mean, what I want to do?
Have this kid.
She's going to get the money. She's getting paid either way, but she's pregnant. And I'm sure that the doctor has said to her, you got to stay calm. We can't have you grinding on anything. You've got a kid inside you, so you got to figure out how to be cool in the worst possible scenario.
Or I'm going to put you on bed rest.
Yeah, that's bogus.
It is. It's awful. And that's what I think. I mean, at this point, she is busy being pregnant. And I hope that she can separate herself out from the pain that Kevin's causing her.
And she may have the kid and then go,
bye.
I'm out of here. And I'm taking some of your money with me.
Mm, most of it, even.
Yeah.
Diddy and DJ Khaled are in negotiations with Fox, who gave up American Idol when a year ago, and now it's coming back. What's it going to be on? Is it on ABC?
ABC.
Have they even hired the judges yet?
No.
Doesn't it start any minute?
And it's supposed to start any minute.
The last few days, there's back to the talk of still talking with Lionel Richie, Charlie Puth, and then there was some other talk that they were going to hire some other record dude, and so people were upset that this is going to be the first year that they're not going to have an African-American as a judge.
Oh.
So people were really upset about that. As of now, they haven't made any decision.
I thought Randy was off the show. I don't remember who the final panel was.
The final panel was
they
it?
They did have Nicki Minaj. I'm
Harry Connick? Yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo?
And J-Lo. I think you're right.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I think she was the last lady.
Anyway, DJ Khaled and Diddy are in negotiations with Fox, who just gave up American Idol, for a talent competition show called The Four. And here's how this one's different from all the rest of them.
You know, you say that with like, sort of a put on voice. But when The Voice came out, I seriously went, oh, this is so dumb. And then that actual tryout. Hook.
The tryout thing is great.
It hooks me. I don't ever watch past that.
Right.
But maybe they'll have another cool hook.
Well, you tell me. The Four is four judges.
Okay.
I'm in.
Got to be more than that. That's not going
to
do it.
So there's going to be a mogul, a producer, a songwriter, and a performer. So Diddy is the mogul. DJ Khaled's the producer. There's going to be a songwriter, and the fourth judge will be a performer. And at least one of the two remaining spots will be a woman, but they haven't announced who the other two are. The centerpiece of the show will be contemporary pop with an emphasis on hip-hop, and it'll be an ongoing battle. So you'll have front runners, I guess, after the first show. And then new competitors come in each week to try to knock out the front runners. So in the end, the winner will get the entire judges panel behind them to launch their career. So it's not like going to be teams. They're going to arrive at one person who wins the show. And then they've got a mogul, a producer, a songwriter, and someone to perform on stage with. I don't know when this is going to premiere. They're apparently in deep talks right now. But it's, you know, it's interesting. We'll see if it. I feel like having four judges isn't the hook. I think the reason that American Idol worked its first couple seasons was because the biggest name on there was Paula Abdul, and she was just a nut job. It was about the kids, really. Actually, it became about Simon because he was interesting to
listen to.
Well,
I think if you could remember back to that time when that show came out, in my opinion, I was laughing like, this is garbage. It's karaoke. No one would ever watch this. Meanwhile, it's the hugest hit.
I know.
And I'm hearing everyone from young people to my dad, of all people, who's not musical in any way, is like, I really like that show. I'm really rooting for it. What?
Yeah.
Why?
I just felt like they got away from what made it, because there were good people on there. Like, Kelly Clarkson was great.
I'm telling
you. And they got away from that and became about the judges. Like, who gives a rat's ass about the judges? I don't want to listen to these stupid people talk just so the audience can cheer them. Like, no.
Whatever that original formula was, they had people caught up in it. From young to old.
And the audition process was great at first. I mean, you just, when that was new and you got your William Hungs and, you know, people who just thought they were amazing. Like, that was, it was funny. There was some real charm to that. And having them get instant feedback on a yes or a no, it was cool. But it got old fast.
I'm getting two reports. Luke Bryan is joining American Idol. People Magazine and Variety reported this, looks like yesterday.
All right.
So he took that bunk deal they offered him.
Well, they don't have that much money left.
Right.
What do they have, like $1 million left after they hired Katy Perry
and Ryan
Seacrest? So the other person has to work for free. But, you know, good exposure. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift's latest obsessed fan will not be going on trial. The judge says he's mentally unfit. This guy's name is Muhammad Jafar. He had a court hearing yesterday in New York, and a judge declared this guy cannot be tried on the stalking charge. In this current state, he'll remain in custody. He's at a mental health facility until they deem he's fit. He showed warning signs of his obsession with Taylor as early as 2014 through tweets that became weirder and more troubling over time. And he was busted earlier this year when cops discovered he'd been living on the roof of Taylor's building and buzzed her doorbell for an hour straight, just leaned on it, and then went back up to his house on the roof. He used to write poetry on paper and then take pictures of it for his social media. I guess he doesn't know about typing. And just pictures of her that he would send back to her.
People love a handwritten note, Sarah.
That is so true, Vinny. All right, Vinny. I'm going to tell you some cars. Maybe you already saw this. Motor Trend does the world's greatest drag race. I guess they've done it a few years in a row now.
I haven't.
Well, they take all the biggest, best cars.
As you know, I am a race car driver.
I know, Vinny.
Okay.
So I'm wondering what you'll think.
All right.
I'm going to tell you all the models.
Okay.
There's a bunch of them.
Okay.
And you tell me which one you think won this drag race. And it looks like it's a straight track, like, I don't know, a mile.
Well, that's a drag. You got it.
Okay. I don't know the difference between all the races. So you got your Lexus LC500.
Quarter mile.
Quarter mile. Oh. Mm-hmm. So it's all about acceleration and then just speed after that.
Right off it.
So the Lexus LC500, the Alfa Romeo Giulia, a Mercedes AMG GTR. Does John Salvos?
Yeah. I don't know.
A McLaren 570 GT.
Ooh, McLarens are great.
A Ferrari 488 GTB. A Tesla Model S P100D. And I believe this is the first year that an electric car has been in the race. A Porsche 911 Turbo S. A Nissan GTR, a Chevy Camaro, and a Chevy Corvette. Who wins?
That's a lot of cars.
I know that is a lot of cars. So the trip is, I've been in the Tesla, not even their best one, and they are fast, really fast, surprisingly so.
So a Corvette, Camaro, Nissan, Porsche, Tesla, Ferrari, McLaren, Mercedes, Alfa Romeo, and Lexus.
Remember all those?
Yeah. I'm going to say Ferrari.
I'm going to say Ferrari, too.
I said Ferrari, too. Let's see who wins.
All right. Let me jump ahead.
This is the video.
We're just
going to
watch.
Pulled it up.
I think Tesla or McLaren.
Oh, you think the Tesla or McLaren?
It could be the Tesla. That's why I mentioned it. They are so fast.
The white one is the Tesla.
Oh, it's in front.
It got off the line first, and...
Oh, the Ferrari's behind now.
Come on, Ferrari!
And which one wins? You chose in your car.
Don't tell me the Nissan wins. Get out of here!
Oh, snap.
Who is it?
The Tesla won.
Oh, the Tesla won it?
The Tesla won it.
Yeah.
I don't know who came in second or anything. So there you go. The first time an electric car makes it into the drag race, it wins.
The Tesla is super fast.
Yep. And it was the heaviest car, too.
It's not even the ludicrous version either, which is...
No, it's a model. It's the Model S. It's the two...
the regular
sedan. One model ago.
Is that the one you got?
No, we have the X.
Have the X.
Oh. The newer one.
which you said you think is faster. But this one is called the P100D. Is that something special?
It's the battery.
Okay.
It's the battery size.
Has
so
nothing
has
to do with
it. It's more of a range thing.
All right. Well, Tesla won. So congratulations.
Wow.
Elon Musk. President Trump is under a little bit of fire. I just want to quickly do this because I laughed out loud when I read it. He's been tweeting about all manner of things.
Mm-hmm.
He's under fire from Mark Anthony. That's J-Lo's ex. He's saying, here's the tweet. Mr. President, shut the F up about the NFL. Do something about our people in need and hashtag Puerto Rico. We're American citizens, too. I guess he was really pissed that he put out three tweets saying what bad shape Puerto Rico was in before the storm even hit, and then said, but we will send help.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Rough.
Hurricane Maria decimated the island right after Irma had already wiped it. I mean, there are people there who haven't had water in 6 days, and not to mention the power, and people can't get food. Mark has joined his ex Jennifer Lopez's efforts to send aid to the island, but clearly he's screaming for the president to hop on board, too.
Yeah, I'm looking at an AP story. Drinking water is nowhere to be found there.
Right. So I guess you have to boil it or something. I mean, they must be, you can't go 6 days and live, but
they don't have power to get generators going. They markets have long lines outside with empty shelves inside.
Right.
So
it's trashed.
They don't even know what their people are out there waiting for.
They need
There's nothing to sell
boats
them.
Boats with food on them.
This is what the president tweeted. Texas and Florida are doing great, but Puerto Rico, which is already suffering from broken infrastructure and massive debt, is in deep trouble. It's an old electrical grid, which is in terrible shape and was devastated. Much of the island's destroyed with billions of dollars owed to Wall Street. Must be dealt with. Food and water, medical, top priorities.
Yeah, so let's get it going. Help those people. Kathy Griffin is in a neighbor war. We talked about this a little bit last week. I love a solid neighbor war. This guy, Jeffrey Metzger, he's the owner he's the CEO, maybe?
KB Homes.
Yeah.
So she's had to call the police on him a few times. Apparently his 5-year-old granddaughter throws a really loud pool party. And she moved into the house next door with her boyfriend about a year ago.
Oh, it's her house or it's his house?
I believe it's her house.
Oh, I thought
it was the guy's house at first.
It was his,
but
too.
That's the story that you told last week was
right.
It was his house.
It looks like it's, I don't know. Maybe it's the two of them together, like they're a partnership. They're not married or anything. Anyway, they live there together. And my guess is she's paying the rent.
All right.
So now they had a bit of a screaming match where he was yelling things over the wall. And I guess, he has a short temper because she calls the police and he gets mad and blares music over the... He just gets super pissed. And now she's filed for a restraining order against him. He went off on her and her boyfriend about a week ago. He shouted from his backyard on September 16th over to Kathy and her boyfriend, Randy Bick. He was recorded saying, "Hey, Randy, go F yourself. You're stuck with that effing bald dyke who Donald Trump kind of put the heat on. Now you're calling the cops. F you and F Kathy." They'd called earlier to make a noise complaint. In the document she filed, she says she's had several issues with Metzger over the last year, including him allegedly throwing garbage in her yard, blaring Johnny Cash tunes in the direction of her home. And she's fed up with the annoyances, and she's worried that he'll retaliate in a violent manner once he finds out she filed for court-ordered protection. So she was granted the restraining order. It requires him to stay 100 yards away from them, which I don't know how close their houses are, but it would seem
right.
So I can't go to my house? I'm not positive how that'll work, but she is she's scared, man. And finally, I'll end with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. It's official. They were spotted in public.
What is?
They were spotted in public holding hands out in the open for the whole wide world to see. They were seen hand in hand Monday arriving at the semifinal rounds of the Invictus Games in Toronto. And it's the first time they've openly shown any kind of PDA. And they're an awfully cute couple. Here they are together walking around holding hands. It's fascinating. Two people holding hands. What's next?
They're the best.
They are. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Anthony Weiner makes the news.
All right, Carlos Danger.
Yeah,
woo!
That guy. Things people would change about their significant other and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening this morning. It's 7:36 on Tuesday morning. Get her done. This part of the show is sponsored by the Ticket Clinic.
It's going to be really warm today, everyone. We're looking at highs between 79 and 97. The good news is it's cooling off at night.
Yeah.
So at least there's that.
Right. I heard 85 at the beaches. It sounds like it's going to be packed, Vinny.
Yeah, pretty warm. And that's going to go through the week, actually. In fact, it peaks tomorrow.
Oh.
In terms of air temps. But clear and sunny all through the week. Enjoy it.
Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the Ticket Clinic. For as little as $99, an experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call the Ticket Clinic today at 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
All right. The Bay Club.
It's good.
It's happy.
Yeah. Here's what's happening. Former Congressman Anthony Weiner makes the news again today. He was sentenced yesterday to 21 months in prison for sexting with a 15-year-old girl. He was also fined $10,000 and will have to register as a sex offender when he gets out.
That all seems pretty fitting.
Let me see if I can find the spot I'd marked. It's interesting that they sort of go through his career in one of the other stories I was reading. And
oh, I saw a timeline this morning, too. It was,
well, there he is.
Just got worse and worse.
An up-and-comer in the Democratic Party.
Up-and-comer.
And it ends not only with this jail sentence, but also he was part of the Hillary Clinton end there.
Well, when they found the email exchange between Clinton and Huma on his computer, with which they seized because of the 15-year-old, that was when Comey, you know, days before the election, brought, well, maybe she is still under investigation. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Weiner. Thanks for everything. Including actually bringing sexting to light. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I had no idea that's what phones were for, and that was really the only thing they were for.
Weiner's habit led him to resign his House seat in 2011, doomed his 2013 run for mayor, rocked the Clinton 2016 presidential campaign during the closing days of the race when FBI agents investigating his contact with a teen came across emails on his laptop between Aberdeen and Clinton. So there's that. And now he spends time in prison.
Bye.
Yeah. But you're right. He is the reason that when we started talking about that dude and the first time he got in trouble is when we were all like, oh, look at that. And it's so weird that it comes to us that late that people have been doing it like crazy all over the place.
Well, we're in relationships, so, you know. Which is why we got tired of it so fast. It was just like, well, I could just go home and see that, so.
Yippee. Yeah,
whoop-de-doo.
And I guess him and
it'd be fun if you were single, though. I can imagine that Hooman and, well, just Hooman must have fun doing that. I'm looking around at the not single people.
You sending that thing all over the place, Hooman?
No, absolutely.
Have you ever?
No.
You're not putting that bait out there?
Nothing. Right. Zero.
Oh, jeez. You'll be sorry someday when you're all tied down that when you were free like a bird, you didn't put
take
pictures of your ding dong everywhere.
Texting people? Sexing?
Yeah.
I don't know. All I think about is celebrity jihad when stuff like that comes out.
That's good thinking.
Well, you don't put your face in the photo. We learned that from Hope Solo and more.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence is another one.
Just cut it off at the neck.
Boy, that's her face. That's her. Here are some things that couples would change about each other. The number one thing women would change about their husband, make him less grumpy.
Oh.
That's the number one thing.
Less grumpy.
Less grumpy.
Hmm.
I think that's how guys...
they grunt.
They express themselves poorly, and it comes off, and it is that way. I've definitely been called branch. You don't know trolls, so you don't know the branch reference.
No, I don't.
But the two girls in my life have been like, a branch is like daddy. thanks, guys.
Grumpy.
Well.
You're the grumpy dwarf.
He just doesn't want to mess with the nonsense.
I see.
He's trying to save everybody's life, Sarah.
Mm. He's busy doing the important things no one else is doing. He's misunderstood.
Huh. Right. They'd make him listen more when they talk. Is on the list.
I listen to you all day and all night.
These are how wives would change their husbands.
Yeah.
They'd get rid of some of those bad habits. What was that sound?
What bad habits? Me hitting my arm.
Oh. I don't know, whatever. Smoking, snoring, or snoring's not a habit, is it? Smoking, drinking, cussing. What else? You tell me.
I don't know.
What habits you want to get rid of? Oh.
Oh, the sniffling.
Yeah, the sniffing. He hasn't been doing that. My nagging must have worked.
You've worn him down.
I guess. I haven't really noticed it. Everybody has little tics, though.
For her... The husbands say the things they would change about their wives, they'd make her more affectionate.
Oh, really? Well, we're afraid to give affection because all you want is sex. We just want to snuggle. I just want a little snuggle and a kiss, and you think that means I want sex, and it doesn't. I just want a snuggle and a kiss.
Well, if we had too much sex all the time, we wouldn't always think that, would we?
Right. Well, that's the rub. There it is.
If we were always like filled up to here with sex, we'd be like, you know what? A hug does sound good right now. Because I'm all filled up with sex over here.
It is funny how right after I've put out, I'm like all over John with affection for like the next day. And then I have to back it off because otherwise he's going to be like, oh, more of that? Like,
right.
No, not more of that.
Yeah, just fill us up with sex and then
weekend.
You can have all the hugs you want.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. Sometimes I just want a hug. A little kiss.
Sorry.
I want a little snuggle.
That it's been so long that a hug brings about movement. Mm. And movement brings about the thoughts of sex.
Mm. Well, that is too bad for you. Because now you're not getting any affection.
You're a mean lady.
I'm not mean. You should just like at some time try it. Just give your girl a hug, a kiss, and a snuggle, and then walk away. It would be amazing.
For who?
For the girl. That's what she's asking. You just hear what he said. They want more affection.
No.
He wants more affection out of her. All he has to do is give her a little more affection that doesn't come with strings attached. Because when a guy thinks affection, he thinks getting laid.
Right.
Yeah, no, there's so much more. There's so many more levels of affection. You need to
You got to make everything difficult. This is our list.
Oh, go ahead. Keep going with your
They'd
list.
Make her happier in general.
Yeah.
General level of happiness higher, please.
Mm. So another less grumpy.
Looks like it. Mm. But that's, you know what I'd say? That just comes with living with another person and having to hear them gripe about whatever crap happened in their day. I think that's just the part of teaming up with somebody where it's not all a party. You want to just always be a party? Just date.
Right. Because then every time you see each other, you're all excited to see
them. Yeah. And then when they want a bitch, you can go, I'm going to go home. Bye. I don't like this. I'm going home.
I would say one pointer when someone's bitching about something is just nod and agree. Like, don't play devil's advocate and don't try to, see the other side or explain what the other, just give them, that's what I want. I put that on the list. Just commiserate with me. Are you writing it down?
Empty nodding.
Yes.
Empty
Oh, man, that does sound awful. Don't tell me how I could have done better. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear you go, you're right, that person sucks. God, that sucks.
And
I'm with
you. In a perfect
you.
World, how long do we do that for?
I don't know, like an hour?
No, let's cap it way before that. Come
Just
on.
Give me an hour,
let's
man.
Let's cap it at like...
Maybe I'll put out.
Okay, the 8 minutes of sex is good for 8 minutes of nodding with approval.
No,
empty
please,
nodding.
No.
8 minutes of empty nodding.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
No, it's going to take longer than that.
This is a bogus negotiation.
I'm not negotiating with you. I'm telling you.
They'd make her more adventurous in bed.
Oh.
These are things couples would change about each other. We did the list of guy stuff.
I think that people would be more adventurous if the other person suggested something. Like, what is it up to me to come up with the adventure? If you want to do something.
Well, I have.
Okay, well.
It's the butt.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's exciting.
How about that? How about that?
Well, if that's a no, come up with something else.
How about that?
How about that?
Well, I mean, for starters, you say come up with something. How about that?
Yeah, no, something else. Come
are
up with something
trading?
Else.
What are we trading for something?
Yeah, what are we
what
trading
are we trading for?
For?
Well,
listening time? Because 8 minutes is not going to do it.
Not that. I don't need that.
Thank God for Yuzi. Let's get back
I'm
to
I'm like, I don't need a lot of talk in my life at home.
Oh, you're amazing. Let's give it up for Yuzi. The perfect woman. Shut up, make me a sandwich, and I'll do ya. Hope you're good at making sandwiches, Vinny, because there's going to be a lot of them. You know who makes a great sandwich, Yuzette?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Drown her out with the claps. Drown her out with the claps.
Shut up, Honan!
You were saying?
He's drowning out everybody now. All right, I think that's about enough of that.
Wait, everyone, she's going to say more good stuff.
I was going to suggest you surprise me with something.
The
if
butt?
If I'm going to give that up.
God, oh, you mean with butt. Yours.
Oh. Oh, that's what we have to surprise you with something that you'd like mm-hmm. in order to be able to mm-hmm. enjoy. Okay, great. Got tickets to the Niner game. You in?
Maybe.
All right.
Hot dog and nachos with that.
That is really
hot dog
good.
Sounds great. I think I'll make those for dinner tonight. You guys are always giving me great dinner ideas.
Anytime we say any food here, that ends up being your dinner.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
How about that?
That's so weird. There's more on the list, but I can't do this all day. Let's see here. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you spend more time in a week exercising?
No.
Hold on. Or on the toilet?
On the toilet, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's on the toilet.
Yeah.
We spend more time on the toilet in a week than exercising.
Well, even if you just add up the 5 times a day you pee, I mean, adds up, man.
You only pee 5 times a day?
I don't know. I'm guessing. I really have never counted how many. I've peed twice already today, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to end up being a lot more than 5.
And then I'll pee probably one more time before I leave here, and then pee when I get home.
And if you follow that...
I'll say 10 times a day.
Tom Brady water. What did he say? Drink 2 gallons
a
day?
Something ridiculous.
That seems like too much.
Yeah.
I do have a water with me generally at all times. It's just so weird. Remember being a kid and you just didn't have a water, like you just didn't care.
No, and you'd have to hit that water fountain.
Yeah.
And drink that sandy water that was coming out of the
water. Or the
Harvard
pipes
Park.
That tasted
Yuck.
Funny. Yeah. I remember being thirsty as a kid. Like, I'm never thirsty now because I always have water with me.
Oh, you remember being thirsty
sure.
as a kid?
I can remember being like, oh man, I really need some water. Like, I should find some of that soon. Damn.
Really?
Yeah, and then you'd like go in someone's house and drink water.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, they didn't even say, did they even sell bottled water when we were kids? I mean,
no.
I guess they must have.
No, that wasn't even a thing. Please. Right. That was not a thing.
Right. You just had water.
Just remember I used to go to homes where they had the Sparklets water?
You'd have the jug
dispenser
overturned. Yeah, you had that.
I guess I was a little older and that started happening, but when I was little, I just remember you had to go to the... I used to just stick my face under the faucet.
What do they call that, a water cooler?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Water cooler talk.
Yep.
The average person spends 3 hours and 9 minutes on the toilet every week.
Huh.
That's an average of about 27 minutes a day. And you'd think we get more exercise than that, but the average person... actually only gets about 13 minutes a day of exercise.
If that. I mean, is it just as walking count?
No.
Gardening?
Gardening could be considered.
I did
some
sweat.
Of the chore work, I'll tell you what. I just did some chores at the house and was...
You got to put that picture in your garage floor.
You got too many
up.
Requests this morning. You're killing me. I'm going to need weather. Oh, and by the way, do you want to do a secret show? Oh, and you're going to break me.
Will you stop it? Just put the picture up. I have not demanded any more than is usual.
Anyway, it looks like we spend more time on the toilet than we do exercising.
As well we should. Mm-hmm. Take care of things.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
Electric cars have 100% of their horsepower without having to rev to a specific RPM. Gas cars only get to peak performance and torque at a specific RPM. Electric cars will win the 1/4 mile almost every time.
Oh.
It does feel like they are.
They're right there.
They're like slingshots.
They are.
They just shoot.
They're super. Right. It's very. It's nice. I would love to have a Tesla.
But it
seems like it would be so fun.
Don't you have an electric car?
I do.
Wasn't that super fast?
It is. It's quick. Well, but I'd love to have a Tesla.
Why did they let that thing out of the test?
Oh, I'm sure it wouldn't hold a candle to those other cars.
Why?
I just don't think it has that kind
of. It's a BMW.
Yeah, but it's. Yeah, it just doesn't have that kind of off the line. I mean, isn't the Tesla like 0 to 60 in 2 seconds or 1.9 or some crazy? Like, yeah. Like mine is 0 to 60 in like 4 seconds or 5 seconds. It's fast, but I don't think it could compete with the rest of those. I'm sure I'd be right there like, wait up, you guys! I want to be in the race too!
I've definitely tried to follow you someplace and just gone, you know what? I'm going to just take my chances and see if I can find my way without her.
What are you talking about?
I followed you on the freeway. You're slow as hell.
Oh, yeah. No, I am.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I will just figure it out.
I don't like to drive too fast.
I can't do this. I can't do it.
I just like to relax.
How can I do this?
Because if I'm driving too fast, then I'm like all worried.
Yeah, well, but the anxiety about the cars going by you, doesn't that make you feel
like. No anxiety whatsoever. I'm like, oh, look at them off in a hurry.
I may not know where I'm going, but I'll take my chances. Bye.
I thought you were saying I left you behind. I'm like, that can't
no,
be what he's saying.
No, I'm saying that I can't. It's anyway.
I just like to go slow.
510 says, what about Tucker?
What about Tucker?
Did you get a chance to see Tucker in Boston?
No, as I mentioned last week, this was the other side of the family.
Poor Tucker.
Tucker does. He lives in Maryland.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Kiss. You're hilarious.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, it is that time.
It is that time.
Well, I've got the album charts because we didn't do those yesterday. And then streaming services.
What?
Streaming services. I've got a big update on that after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.